The exhibition will feature works by Iyer Crow, who saw an ad, went to see a slave sale, then painted and engraved heart-wrenching scenes. Library Director of Public Services Greg Kimball says most people think of the transatlantic trade, but the profitable domestic trade sent 2 million laborers to the burgeoning cotton South.
Masters in places like Virginia have too many slaves to do the work that's required. One of the really perverse ironies of this whole system is that natural reproduction makes some of their labor redundant, and so masters turn to the auction block.
Crow's well-dressed slaves were the norm. To bring in the best price, they often wore garments from an associated cottage industry. The exhibition will include ledgers, ads, a runaway slave collar, and related artifacts. It will illustrate the trade business, but also the human side and the post-war effort to rebuild families.
People are constantly trying to find relatives who've been sold, so they put ads in newspapers. And there are cases where people have the minister at a church read an announcement. Do you know where so-and-so has gone to? I'm looking for him.
The exhibition will open on October 27th. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.